Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Call Us on an Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. Boog Shambi will join us in the next hour. That's coming up at 8:25. We'll talk Nats and MLB with him. You guys want a long shot potential NFL MVP futures bet?
Well, hold on. Where is Jaden, by the way, in that? In the running, because it's not Jaden.
You know what? I don't have that on the list because I don't have the full list pulled up. I know that obviously the...
Who are the favorites? The favorites are Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen at BetMGM.
Not even... everyone's
Lamar
just,
is the favorite at plus 600 and Josh Allen's right behind him at
Mahomes
plus 650.
Is just afterthought. No one cares about him anymore.
Mahomes is fourth. Jaden's fifth.
Where's Saquon?
No, this is quarterbacks.
Oh, just quarterbacks. Sorry. Yeah.
So if you want a long shot, and this is a drab level type of play, 28-1, this is being proposed by Yahoo Sports. They're saying place a bet on Brock Purdy.
Listen, I like Purdy. Yes. This makes no sense to me. Explain
potentially,
it.
Here's the explanation.
Explain it.
The first detail in the story is that the 49ers have a marshmallow soft schedule. If you look at their schedule, especially late in the season when a lot of these races are decided, their week 11 to week 18 stretch, I mean, it's just loaded with patsies. They're at the Cardinals in week 11. They host the Panthers on Monday night the following week. Then they're at the Browns before their bye week, which is week 14. They come out of the bye at home hosting the Titans, who are most likely starting a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward. Then week 16, another Monday night affair at the Colts. Week 17, back in Santa Clara, they host the Bears on a Sunday night, and they close out the season with the Seahawks. Now, Warren Sharp said that's the easiest schedule in the NFL this season by a wide margin. And that run, that week 11 to week 18, you know, that could sway a lot of MVP votes if he puts up big numbers in those games and the Niners are making a playoff push. We know that a team contending for the playoffs is a huge part of winning MVP. So, look, it's not.
Yeah, but
is it likely? No. Is it worth throwing a few bucks on?
If they're putting up huge numbers offensively, it's because Christian McCaffrey is healthy.
That's a huge component of it.
It's not because Brock Purdy's throwing for 400 yards.
Yeah, but didn't Brock finish third in MVP a couple of years ago?
He did. He was in the mix in 2023. Yeah,
I'd like to see what his overall touchdown props are for the year.
Right. I just because, don't see him being prolific enough.
No, because their offense is surrounded by, I mean, okay receivers. I mean, Ayuk, he's got to be healthy. Who knows if he's going to be. But everything's going to run through McCaffrey if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see it. I mean, it's a long shot for a reason.
But if he finished top three before, it's not unprecedented for him to be in the MVP discussion.
Well...
He had McCaffrey before. Like, I get your reasoning, but he had McCaffrey before and finished top three.
Yeah, I don't I don't believe he's going to win the MVP.
That was the year he was touched by God, right? In 23, when he was 31-11.
Yeah.
And just
he didn't have an awful year last year.
No,
2012. I mean, it certainly wasn't great.
I mean, put it this way:
his QBR was actually seventh. So, like those nerds that look at every throw and QBR, sometimes they have a problem with it. But they had him seventh.
Listen, I think those he's are very pedestrian. Capable those are in that system, numbers. But those are pedestrian numbers. He might be efficient. It might be maximizing what he can do with whatever his situation. I think he's an efficient quarterback. I just don't see him being an MVP.
I don't really see it either, but if you're getting almost 30-1, it might be worth a small bet at least. Might be worth a wager.
Well, again, he's a long shot for a reason. I just don't see it. And if McCaffrey's healthy, he's going to have...
Let's see if I can find a better long shot.
He's
going
to have 12 to 14 touchdowns.
Maybe a bounce back and from C.J. Stroud. You know, C.J. Stroud, I see, is plus 2,500.
What about Jordan Love?
Jordan Love would be another people one I think be, might be more likely.
People seem to be dumping on Jordan Love this offseason, saying he had a down year last year. And again, this is one metric, but just because I had clicked on Purdy and QBR, he finished seventh. Jordan Love finished fifth last year, just behind Jaden Daniels in QBR. People seem to be dumping on him. He went, I mean, Jaden had 25 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. But Jaden adds the rushing component. Jordan Love had 25 and 11.
And they added a first-round wideout to help him,
too. The passing stats are very similar.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't have 900 yards rushing, 891 like Jaden.
That's what I think is going to hurt both Purdy and Love, is that that Jackson and Jaden Daniels and Allen, that they just, they're so dynamic in the rushing element, too. Purdy and Jordan Love, they don't have that.
I know this isn't the way it's supposed to work.
And again, the MVPs usually come from those teams that are one or two seeds.
Right.
Yeah.
Not wild cards.
I know this isn't the way it's supposed to work, but Josh Allen got his MVP last year. Lamar probably deserved it, but Lamar's won it a couple times. Mahomes obviously has won it. They might want to toss it to Joe Burrow. Just saying.
Just like they do with the Oscars, just like share the wealth a little bit.
You know, you always talk. Everybody always starts the discussion like these are the elite quarterbacks in the league, and Burrow's one of them. And last year they didn't make the playoffs. But Jason brings up a good point. Valdez has brought it up many, many times. You usually got to be one of the top teams. So it depends on where Cincinnati were to finish.
Right.
But I mean, Burrow put up the numbers.
He had ridiculous numbers last year.
Right.
43-9? I mean, that's just dumb.
With a quarterback rating of 108.5.
Yeah, I'm just dumb. But when you don't make the playoffs, you got no shot.
What about another, if you're looking for long shots, just to throw like $10 to win, around 300 or so, 290? How about Caleb with Ben Johnson? Right?
I'd much rather place a wager on Jaden Daniels.
Understand, but I'm just looking for
longer odds.
Yeah, I'm just looking for longer odds.
Is there any buzz on how he's looking in OTAs? Yeah, I don't really put any stock into these OTA reports. Like one day you'll hear, oh, this guy looked great. Then the next day, like, oh, he's kind of struggling. Like it could be about a rookie like Shador Sanders or whatever. But sometimes it's, guys in new places. I haven't followed Caleb.
No, I know that we as a culture, we like to build guys up and then tear them down. So there's probably going to be a percentage, not us, the fans, but there's going to be a percentage of people that are, they're going to look for chinks in Jaden's armor, and they're maybe going to want to say, oh, it's time for us to promote Caleb. I could see that dynamic.
Well, dude, if you go back to the Hail Mary game, they were on the verge of the NFL kind of doing that at that point. And they just went the other direction because had they won that game, the Bears would have been 5-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone would have been on fire about him.
It completely disintegrated their season.
Do you think that Hail Mary game, not only did it change sort of the trajectory of the season, but it just launched Jaden. Like, he was already a star in college and he was a high draft pick, of course. But it just... Was that a game changer for him?
The big moment. It was a pivotal moment.
I mean, is it a marketable star in the league?
I think it took it to another level, but he had the Bengals game before that on primetime.
Mm-hmm.
Which was...
Yeah, and he had a great game.
He threw the dime to Terry McLaurin. Yeah,
he already had kind of a signature moment.
I'll tell you what, it was a game changer for Matt Eberflus.
Yes.
Certainly was.
That's who it was, a game changer.
Pretty much ended his tenure as an NFL head coach.
I mean, what a dummy. Yeah.
All right, real quick, let's go to James. I know we're close. Let's go to James in Rockville. It's open line Thursday, by the way, people. 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. James, what's up, bud?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, if you guys remember, Brock Purdy that summer was coming off that shoulder injury in the NFC Championship game. There was a guy, it was a big story, some guy got him at 150-to-1, 2,000 to win the MVP. So you fast forward about halfway through the season, I got C.J. Stroud at 100-to-1 after the Tampa Bay game.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I remember the story.
Mm-hmm.
There's a site called PropSwap. Some guy sold Purdy for $125,000 the week before the Baltimore game. I think it was on Christmas Day in San Francisco. Purdy was 8-to-5 in the favorite at the time. And if you remember the game, Purdy
played
terrible. Yeah,
what does that mean? He sold his ticket that he had on him?
He sold it. Sold it exactly the right time.
Yeah, right.
The site on PropSwap, you go on PropSwap and you put your ticket up for sale.
Gotcha.
And people bid on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
gotcha.
So this guy dumped it at the exactly right time. And then, of course, Lamar went on to play incredible in that game. And then the last 2 weeks, Lamar won the trophy.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
You know, always look at these futures. I know we got to go break, but you always look at these futures. You always try to figure out, and a math person could do it, but how many of these guys can I bet and possibly give and still be a winner?
And still be
positive. You know what I mean? Like bet one or two faves. And then get a couple long shots in there and still be positive. And one of those guys hit. One of my five guys
text
hit.
Neil Greenberg. He'll run those numbers for you.
I need that. You know what I mean? To box it.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in the next hour at 8:25, Boog Shambi will join us. We'll talk Major League Baseball and Nats with him. That's coming up at 8:25 here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.